USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The Texas Senate passed a combating fentanyl bill that will open the door for state prosecutors to charge fentanyl sellers with murder. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican representing the Houston area, would change the classification of drug overdoses to poisonings. The bill unanimously cleared the Senate and will head to the state legislature. A drug used to extend the lives of people with advanced prostate cancer is in short supply and will be for months, leaving some patients with no treatment options. The Food and Drug Administration said last week the availability of Pluvicto is limited as the manufacturer struggles to meet demands. Novartis said the shortage is from manufacturing and delivery issues. A U.S. court hands down a ruling on if paid time off, or PTO, is part of a worker's salary.
A federal appeals court is ruling paid time off is not part of a worker's salary. A three-judge panel of the Philadelphia-based 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals made the decision on Wednesday. It means employers can take away paid leave when salaried workers do not meet productivity quotas. The case was centered around Beata Home Health Care Incorporated, which determined it not to have violated federal wage law by docking salaried employees' paid time off, or PTO, when they didn't work required weekly hours. This is the first time that a U.S. appeals court was asked whether paid time off counts as part of an employee's salary. I'm Skip Kelly.
NASA and Axiom Space has unveiled the first prototype of the next generation spacesuit for our return to the moon in 2025. The reveal happened during an event in Houston, Texas at the Johnson Space Center yesterday. A new Gallup survey is revealing views of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict have shifted sharply among Democrats, who say they sympathize more with Palestinians than Israelis. Overall, most U.S. adults sympathize more with Israelis. This is USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oh, Christ, their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Today marks 1 year since the Fed started raising the interest rate, and the big question is, will the Feds continue to raise the rate to combat high inflation when they meet on Tuesday? The FDIC is announcing parties interested in purchasing failed Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Banks must make their bid by tomorrow. Toggle CEO Jan Solange on Fox Business this morning weighs in.
This is concentrated in the tech sector, and so I think what's happened with the Silicon Valley Bank is definitely very specific to them. And it makes sense to look at a sale because it's a good franchise. I think also First Republic Bank, that's being hurt as a result of this, equally is now exploring all sorts of possibilities.
Two unions representing 65,000 Los Angeles Unified School District employees are expected to go on a three-day strike starting Tuesday. Union leaders announced their intentions at a rally.
Are you ready to shut it down? Are you ready to shut it down? You ready to walk out? We are walking out on Tuesday.
Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
I commit myself 24/7, day and night, along their teams and our team to find a solution that will avert a strike, will avoid keeping kids home.
The mother of Tyree Sampson, the large 14-year-old boy who fell to his death from the free fall ride at Orlando's Icon Park last spring, visited the attraction for the first time yesterday to witness its demolition. Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.